This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. A leading indicator of home sales is pointing upward. The National Association of Realtors reports today that pending home sales were up 7.5% in October. Those are deals under contract that hadn't closed yet. The group says buyers are trying to lock in sales earlier rather than later as rents rise along with home prices, and interest rates are expected to climb in the coming year, too. But as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, those rising prices are also keeping some would-be buyers, millennials, on the sidelines.
The apartment search website Rent Cafe analyzed rental applications nationwide and found that millennials, those aged 25 to 40, are sticking with their leases longer than they would have a decade ago. Doug Ressler tracks data at Rent Cafe's parent company, Yardi.
The millennials who are aging, who would typically be moving into home ownership, have the difficulty, as we well know, about affordable housing and housing in general.
Ressler says first-time buyers are routinely outbid in a housing market with little inventory and prices going through the roof. They're also prioritizing other financial work, says Lawrence Yoon at the National Association of Realtors.
With record high student debt, a deterrent to home buying, people want to pay off a major debt obligation before considering buying a home.
If millennials want to find more affordable homes to try to buy, Robert Dietz at the National Association of Home Builders says they might need to turn away from expensive coastal urban markets and look in the South, where land is cheaper and zoning's easier.
Whether it's Texas or Florida, the Carolinas, you see a high volume of home construction and a relatively greater emphasis on entry level.
Dietz says builders are putting up a lot of townhouses in dense urban areas now, and that might be a more affordable option than buying a single-family home in the suburbs. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.